Whenever you use the word trying, you will not accomplish anything because trying is an excuse. I tried to do it. I tried. I tried. In your own life, use the words, I am creating. I am doing. I am manifesting. I am intending. And I am bringing about. Forget I am trying. State of mind is the name of the game here. We cannot emphasize that to you enough. How you feel about reality and how you program reality is how you are going to respond to it or how it is going to present itself to you. Remember, when you learn the rules of the game, that you are a result of thought and that this is a law within your universe, all you need do is think of how you want to be, and so you shall be. Once you figure this out, you can design your body, you can design your age, you can fix everything about yourself, because you will be self-motivated, self-empowered, and self-generated. It is time for all of you to redefine your own identities in a much greater sense. Events are transpiring in the cosmos that you and even many of your political leaders have no idea of. You must stop this foolishness about your definitions of gods, thinking that there are beings who come from the skies to this planet with special talents and abilities and that they are all spiritually connected. You are going to discover, as a species, some very disturbing ideas over the next number of years. We are preparing you by decree of the family of light so that you can understand and be informed about your own options. Reach out with your feeling center and feel the confusion that is spreading around this world about what is going on. This planet has operated on a very low frequency, a frequency based on survival and a frequency based on disempowerment. Your identity has been based on what you could gather outside of yourself. The 12 helixes will render irrelevant everything that has represented and surrounded the two helixes. All of the money saved and property owned, all of the security based on the first two helixes that provides you with identity, is completely irrelevant to the evolution of the planet. This planet is in desperate need of committed entities who are in search of the exalted self. The continuity we have been speaking of, that it will behoove you to bring into your lives, involves knowing from moment to moment inside your beings that you are committed to discovering this exaltation. This exaltation can be translated in words as a frequency or a wave of feeling, or vibration. You all understand vibration in terms of light and sound. Vibrations are ongoing. They carry and transmit forms of intelligence. When you look to yourself and do not forget that you are on this path, and you continuously remind yourself that you are pulling light into your body and are seeking to raise the frequency of your physical being, defy the laws of humanity, and alter the frequency of the planet, you are producing a kind of continuity that can do more than all the books and tapes in the world. Wherever you are, use the pillar of light. We recommend that each of you visualize a pillar of light coming in through the top of your head, opening your crown, and filling your body with light. Picture this cosmic pillar of light coming from the higher cosmos, filling you, and then coming out your solar plexus and making a ball of light around your body so that you exist within a glowing etheric egg. When you love yourself and Earth and you know that you are here to redefine, redesign, and break the boundaries of humanity, you broadcast this. You live your life committed to this. If you ask us how much time you need to devote to this, we will say, it is very simple, all of your time. You each came to this planet to do a task, and that task is at hand. it is now. The decade of change is upon you, and as you integrate and realize what this change means, it will alter each and every one of your lives. The change means giving up many things, coming apart from many things, and coming together with other things because you will trust. What does it mean to trust? It means to have such inner knowing that your thoughts create your world, to simply be quite certain, with divine nonchalance and inner knowing, that if you think of something, it is. It is this theme over and over again that we are attempting to present to you in every capacity and every means of expression, so that one of these days you will get it. Once you get it and begin to live it, you will begin to change your lives. You have purpose because all aspects of consciousness are connected to one another. None exist outside the system. They are all parts of the whole. The essence of the vehicle you occupy and the energy you generate are part of the developmental sequence that you can say has a purpose for your personal search in life. We speak to you as if you are not human, because to us, you are not. To us, you are members of the family of light, and we know your multidimensional selves. We speak to you about dealing with humans because it is your assignment to integrate with them, soothe them, and awaken a spark of light within them so that they are not all destroyed, and so that this place can house a new species and a new realm of activity. There is an order that you operate within that part of yourself cannot see. Sometimes when part of yourself is operating without vision or seeing, events occur to get you back on track. Be aware that in this new chaos of consciousness and confusion and shifting of uncertainty, there is a divine order. What can we say to convince you to take all of the boundaries down, to stop limiting what you believe can be yours? If there is anything we wish to achieve, it is to have each of you boundless and free, knowing that every thought you entertain somehow determines your experience. If we could get you to live 100% of the time according to what you want, we would feel that this has been a most successful year. We are going to ask each of you to make that commitment and to live a cleaner and more impeccable life. We ask you to accept responsibility in areas that you have not even thought of accepting responsibility. We want you each to act as if you know what's going on. Act as if you are divinely guided in every choice you make, and begin to believe that you are always at the right place at the right time. Say to yourself, I am in divine guidance. I am always at the right place at the right time. Everything I do is orchestrated for my higher growth, for my higher consciousness, and my higher evolution. Be living keepers of frequency. When light is brought into your body, it fires your light-encoded filaments and helps rebundle the DNA, creating a frequency change. Frequency is what you know. Frequency is your identity. When your own life rises to a position where you do not even recognize it as your life, you allow the energy of the non-physical realms to use you as a conduit, to merge the dimensions and liberate consciousness into a new way of perceiving. Even though there is death and destruction coming to your world, remember that death and destruction come in the autumn every year on this planet. The flowers and leaves on the trees are killed by the frost. Things wither and die. Perhaps someone who lives where it is always summer would be very disturbed when they saw autumn for the first time. They would think, goodness, the world is being destroyed here. All the beauty is being taken away. Understand that this is what is going on with Earth. It is a season when some things will die so that many new things can be born. It is all part of the divine plan. There is a plan to catapult and send energy into new experience. At this time, Earth and a number of other systems where you simultaneously exist are instrumental in the reemergence of emotion with the purpose of comprehending all identities compacted into one. The universes are discovering what they can do by coming together and interworking, just as you are discovering what you can become. There is no preconceived idea of what will happen. This is new territory. Emotion is the key to all of this. As human beings, you need emotion to connect you with your spiritual self. Emotion is essential to understanding spirituality because emotion generates feeling. The mental body and physical body are very linked, as are the emotional body and spiritual body. The spiritual body is, of course, the body that exists beyond physical limitation. You need emotions to comprehend the non-physical, which is why emotions have been so controlled upon this planet. Most human beings are afraid of their emotional or feeling center. They are afraid to feel. Trust your feelings, no matter what they are. When you are not afraid of feeling, and you move past judgment and allow yourself to feel all the ways you feel, you will have a tremendous breakthrough because you will be able to ride feeling into other realities. Some of you are afraid to feel and participate in this reality, let alone ride into other realities, because you do not trust your feelings. If you wish to have an acceleration, dive into something that brings up feeling. Stop skirting the issue so that you can think you are in control. Dive in the middle of it, and then see if you are in control. You must learn to love your emotions. As long as you describe something as difficult, you are making it difficult. You are resisting and judging the changes coming about. You are feeling that you do not know what is going on, and you wish to be in control. You must be very selective about what you decide to control or not control. You, as members of the family of light, are having an awakening. You need your emotions. You must become friends with your emotions because through feelings you can climb the ladder to the multidimensional self and the 12 chakra system and explore what you discover. Through feelings you can tell if something is going on or not. The logical mind will disinvolve itself when something is going on if the body is not plugged into feeling. Feeling registers frequency change. Logical mind does not register frequency change. Feeling is what connects you to your humanity. Feeling is what connects you to your emotions. Emotions connect you in this realm of existence to your spiritual body. What we are saying is that your emotions or feelings are the key to being alive in this reality. If you are feeling pain within your emotional body, ask yourself why you believe the pain is there, what purpose the pain serves, and why you are choosing to create pain through your emotions. Why is it not your choice to create joy? All is choice. We need to remind you of this. This beautiful earth is a treasure so profound and so magnanimous that it draws those from far in space to come cherish the beauty that is here. We want you to feel that beauty inside yourselves and let it pulsate within your own beings. As you allow this beauty to come into you, it will move you profoundly. And you will begin as a species to command that the beautification of Earth become the first priority for all. We want to seed this idea into you so that you awaken to your responsibility to Earth. We have awakened within you the responsibility to yourselves, and you are on the road to becoming the best that you can be. We congratulate you. Now, what are you going to do for Earth, and how are you going to do it? Communicate with Earth, listen to it, and let this beautiful planet teach you how to live in harmony. Earth is a sentient being or collection of beings. The sentient beings that make up Earth come into this collective of consciousness out of love for the unity of this consciousness and desire to experience being a home for consciousness. Earth understands that, in order to be a good mother to its children, it must let the children learn their own lessons. Your lessons are, of course, the lessons of responsibility. If you want something, there are certain ramifications and things you must do and responsibilities you must take on to accomplish your goal. Earth is teaching human beings responsibility by allowing you to create disruption upon its surface and into its interior. Earth is striving for its integrity. The planet feels at this time deprived of its integrity, dishonored and unloved. Earth loves you and gives you a place to operate. It is a living organism. Earth is about to reestablish its integrity and let you understand the importance of loving yourself by loving Earth. Love yourself and love Earth, because they are one and the same. Earth is more resilient than you would imagine. It is here to feed you and sustain you. The animals are also here to work in cooperation with you. If everything is done with love, it has the force of the Creator behind it. Done with love, there would be no hurt and no harm. If you need a guide to make decisions about your behavior, ask yourself, am I operating with my highest integrity? Am I operating with love? Is love my intention for Earth, the animals, all the people I encounter, and all the things I do? When enough people create their own reality, consciously create it, you will create a new planet. There will literally be a splitting of worlds. This splitting will more than likely not occur for more than 20 years. In the meantime, Earth will more than likely be ravaged by war quite a few times. You will have some very puzzling and confusing space dramas take place with some space cousins who need to figure out quite
publicly
who they are.
And there always have been probable Earths and probable experiences. There are probable yous leading quite different lives than the you you know. You are frequency and energy. You are pulsating to the beat of a chord of energy that sings you into existence, and you are so familiar with it that you stay focused continuously on one aspect of your experience. Experience is gained from many perspectives, and you are learning how to change the frequency and beat so that you can notice what you usually do not notice. Remember, humanity's destiny is to evolve. We guarantee that life as you now know it will not be around 10 years from now. The world as you know it, the reality as you know it, the comforts and projections and vacations, and all the things that you do will not be here 10 years from now. You are here for your own personal evolution. How that evolution is going to come about worldwide will be rather interesting. We are not talking about the evolution of a few dozen people. We are talking about the evolution of the species. There will need to be some events to bring people to awakening. That is why it is going to be your challenge to live your life with courage and to have the courage to live your light. The 60s were a time of preparation. They held your initial awakening and were a time that showed you that new paradigms could be born. During that decade, you suddenly became far removed from the values of the previous generations. The 60s were full of events, such as the movement for peace and the movement for expression of the body, which supported looking at the body and accepting and sharing sexuality with full consciousness, with clothes off rather than by finding body parts between layers of clothes, which is what the generation before did. Consciousness was birthed and the idea of peace and freedom was awakened. That was kindergarten. The 90s are the time to bring the movement of spirituality onto the planet, not just in small pockets, but onto the entire planet. The planet is awakening all over. We travel the planet and can tell you that you have your counterparts in every corner of the globe. The team of light that you represent made sure that they covered all their bases, because there are light workers everywhere. You are coming into your own. The movement towards spirituality is a movement away from materialism. Over the last number of years, many people have gotten very into their bodies, regenerating them, exercising them, and making them more beautiful. That has simply been preparation so that you could move into spirit. The realm of spirit is a very exciting place. It has more flexibility. There are places to travel and great adventures to be had. And there are no limitations. The reason physical reality has been so frustrating for you is because you bought the stories about its limitations, hook, line, and sinker. You bought them because you had made an agreement to do so. It was part of your plan to buy into these limitations so that you could relate to those who have no idea about light and who have been buying into the limitations for their whole existence. You are going to electromagnetically alter the planet, rewire it, so to speak, so that all of these other beings can be plugged in once again. You can only do this if you can relate to where they are. If you had come here with your memory banks open, either you would not have wanted to stay, or you would not now understand the others. So, you have been submerged in a society that has been without light, and you have forgotten your light, or vaguely remembered it as you grew up, so that you could relate to that world. Now it is time for you to integrate that world of society into the multidimensional world of light and spirit you represent, so that the values and designs of this planet will begin to change completely. Heretics are ahead of their time. The heretical ideas that come into the planet always prove to be brilliant later. So have courage. It only seems as if these new ideas are being ridiculed. You must remember that there is much activity in the non-physical realms to assist you, and that even though each of you has your own blueprint and plan to evolve into, you are part of a global blueprint and a global consciousness. You are firing that global blueprint and awakening others, as each of you learns to carry information and broadcast it. If everyone were awakened at once, it would be very chaotic. The awakening must happen as you are able to handle it, because putting too much light into an element that cannot handle it would blow a fuse. If the electrical currents are not matched up, the body can be destroyed. You will see this. You are going to see a disease move over the planet that has to do with the nervous system and memory, because people won't be able to handle the energy. They will become frightened of it. They may discover a multidimensional portion of themselves and think they are crazy. Then they will be obsessed with keeping their insanity quiet from their husband or wife or children. People will drive themselves into a frenzy with this energy because they won't understand it. We cannot emphasize enough that the nervous system is the key to open your ancient eyes and see, and for you to remember who you are, where you come from, and where you are going. The nervous system must be able to take the electric current into the body, transduce the high energy, and fit it inside the body, and let the body evolve and nurture itself on this high energy that is consciousness. This is literally what is occurring. Since you are committed carriers of light, there is a certain opening within your auric field. There is an opening that the pillar of light brings so that guardians can come down and act as gatekeepers for how much energy you can handle. Even though your intellect, mind, and ego may say, more, 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 the gatekeepers know that because you are a carrier of light and have committed to a certain task, you cannot be lost. Unless, that is, you are bent on your own personal destruction, and you move past what is called the highest will into the will of yourself. The nervous system, which is a highway within the body, can only move at the rate you can process the data flooding over it into the cells. Many of you are still cleaning out caverns within portions of your being that have been filled with darkness. These caverns may be from this lifetime. They may go back to childhood. Or for some of you, they may be from other lifetimes. Many of you have been on this journey for 25 or 30 years, while others of you have newly joined the journey. Not everyone is going to take the same amount of time. Those who have been plodding along for 30 years are way showers. You set up a vibrational frequency that those of you who are new joiners can feel. You who are new joiners don't have to go looking for the new frequency and discover it. The mapping is done, and the mapping hits your body. You all need one another. It is imperative that you work in harmony. If you don't work in harmony, you will create Atlantis and all of the other destructions over and over again. Harmony is required. A time is coming when many of you will be put to work with spirit to broadcast frequency and assist others in comprehending what is going on. The waves of awakening will continue, and spirit will become a way of being on this planet. That is the plan for this planet, and the creative cosmic rays from Prime Creator are hitting the fringes of your galactic system, moving here first. That is why the great gathering of energies has come here. These energies want to participate in the transformation here so that they will be prepared when it comes to their own area of galactic and universal existence. There is a huge transformation taking place, but what you do with it, of course, is up to you. We have said that your world is going to split into two worlds, and that those who move with light will be in the world of light. This split is already beginning to take place. Those entities who wish to work with the higher vibratory fields that represent light, and those who wish to work with the lower vibratory fields that represent fear, darkness, chaos, control, and confusion, are beginning to polarize and choose sides. Even though human beings are not consciously aware of it, you know in the deepest portion of your beings that you move from one existence to another and gather experience so that your soul can understand and process data to give you a view of one reality. Someday, you will be able to scan the lives and existences of your soul and hold the energy of that soul just like you would hold a crystal, look at the different facets and sparkles within it, and feel and know that identity. When you are able to do this with your soul will be able to connect with other forms of intelligence that it is a part of but does not presently comprehend. We are stretching you. We want you to become completely confused so that you will be energized. Then you will utilize your curiosity to take you into areas that not only have you never thought of, you never even knew existed. This is our intention, that you come to a higher ground where you can create a new order of identity, courageously, with humor, and with confidence. All things are frequencies. If you knew how rapidly you are evolving, you might want to sit in a chair and put your hand over your head and say, "I can't do it. There is too much going on for me." You keep the veil pulled down and pretend to go about life as if nothing is happening when you are continuously being upgraded with all kinds of changes to bring you closer to the higher dimensions. Think about and feel what you are going to achieve in one lifetime. Within the next 10 to 20 years, you will move from being dense physical creatures into creatures of light in the age of light. Can you conceive of this? Everything that you are doing is bringing you in a divinely perfect way to that place. At some point, you will understand the importance of every event in which you are participating and the integrity of the whole. At times, you will recognize that the energy has become too much and that you are not calm and centered. This will occur for each and every one of you at some point. In some way, you will feel as if too much is happening. There will be too much data to compute, too many people to talk to, or too much going on. At those times, what you need to do more than anything else is rest. Some of you will need a tremendous amount of sleep at different points. There will be times when some of you will wish to sleep 18 hours. Do it. It is necessary. You have no idea of the lands you travel to and the work done on your physical body when you sleep. It is the time when you are unplugged from this reality and recharged and taught in other realities. The bridges and your eyes will open between realities and you will begin to see and carry these memories. Remember, Earth was sealed off eons ago. Earth was created to be one thing and then completely got off track after millions of years of existence. Many of you incarnated here over and over again and got really frustrated because every time you incarnated, you had an intention of doing something, but half the time you forgot what it was. Some of you were able to achieve mastery upon this planet and get yourselves off it through the ascension process. Others of you clamored that you wanted a time when this quarantine or seclusion from the rest of cosmic society would come to an end. Because of you and the multitudes that are on this planet and surrounding this planet, the present time period was born. Assistance comes to you in all avenues of life, yet others cannot do things for you because you designed the life in such a way that the species must self-motivate and evolve in order to be empowered. Those of you who are tremendously knowledgeable decided to incarnate in a species to empower it by being an example for the rest who cannot do it for themselves. You make new pathways of being as you broadcast who you are. When you gather in rooms for channelings, you ask for a tremendous number of reminders and a tremendous amount of encouragement along the way. Some of you are finding that you cannot make it without the encouragement. This is understood. It is why we are here, most of the time, with tremendous patience for you. We wish to give you the opportunity to claim who you are. The avatars and masters have now permeated the gridwork of the world, bringing with them their own tools for teaching. You are implanted with a structure, a geometric form, which triggers certain information within you. No one is implanted who does not choose it. This structure of the language of light is a way of receiving information and energy to facilitate your development. It involves opening to the belief that there is indeed a hierarchy immense beyond your comprehension that has been working with humanity since the very beginning. The forms that are implanted come in a variety of shapes, such as the pyramid structure. On this planet and throughout the cosmos, the pyramid structure is utilized to represent a great unity of consciousness. The structures of the sphere and the spiral will also be implanted inside you. There will also be implanted the structures of the parallel lines and the cube. And, of course, there will be the structure of the Merkaba vehicle, which is the five-sided figure. The five-sided figure represents the figure of the human being in its most unlimited state, the totally free human. Which implant or geometric form will be implanted inside you will depend, first of all, on your request for alignment. It will also depend on your belief that these entities choose to be available to you if you choose to be available for them. as you begin to unfold and allow what are called miracles or magnificent events to manifest in your life, they will begin. Those of you who are willing to believe that there are truly no limitations will be able to take the Merkaba structure and move yourself off the planet with it while you are still living on the planet. The desire to do this must exist in you if you are to be implanted with the Merkaba. Already some of you have attempted to travel with it, and you know how it can be used in your being. When you truly call the Merkaba to yourself, and you are willing to get the feeling of what that truly means, to be unlimited consciousness that travels within your body and without your body leaving the planet, that is when implanting will occur. The spiral is one of the basic forms of the language of light geometry. It is a bridge, a teaching unto itself. The form of it is coded with information, and when you ride the spiral, it is seemingly non-ending. This shows you that the journey into yourself is non-ending, and that the journey outside of yourself is non-ending. The spiral exists in many dimensions. When you visualize the spiral, you will feel that you have known it, yet at first you are only knowing one aspect of it. Your DNA is in the form of a spiral. These language of light geometrical shapes and forms are collections of experiences of individuals who have incarnated on this planet, defied the human laws, awakened themselves to high abilities, and then manifested themselves as language and geometric components. Once these energies existed as men and women on this planet, they have evolved themselves into geometric symbols, and they exist in their sphere of activity, just like you exist in your body. These entities exist in a language system or a geometric system. This language is being introduced onto the planet as a story, a glyph of information that holds a frequency to assist you in holding your own frequency. As you awaken, it is easy for others to read you and recognize you. You are monitored all of the time, because there are devices that monitor the evolution and location of consciousness. Once consciousness has reached a certain place, assistance is brought from the outside to establish other realms of that frequency. Light informs you. It uplifts you, because once you are informed, you feel more powerful. When you are not informed, you feel powerless. Sound is another way to carry information, because it is part of light. To you it may seem that sound and light are two separate things, because from your point of view, you perceive light with your eyes and sound with your ears. Because you use two separate areas of perception on your body, it seems that sound and light are separated as well. In actuality, they are very connected. They wind themselves around one another because they both carry information. Sound is a tool for transformation. Keepers of frequency, which is what we are encouraging you to become, learn how to modulate the frequency they hold through sound. Sound can penetrate any substance, move molecules, and rearrange realities. You can begin to work with sound by allowing it to play your body. Get yourself centered, clear your mind, and allow tones to come through you. The ancient mystery schools worked with sound in this manner, and it is a very powerful technique when done in a group. You will go very far with your use of sound after working with it for a while. It is like a powerful tool being given to an infant. Without proper awareness, you could do things and not